Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is well. Tonight's topic I want to discuss is really to see if we could debunk some myths that I think that are out there about fasting and Hilchos fasting. Some are not, and some I believe are perhaps myths that need to be debunked. So the first thing I want to talk about is that in some communities it's been accepted that women don't fast. Women don't fast. Women only fast Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur. They don't fast what we call the other three fast days. And the question is there any source in halacha that a lady who's healthy, we'll talk about pregnant women and nursing women in a few minutes, a healthy lady, a single girl or a woman who's already, kids are older, is there any reason why in some communities women that are healthy, but happen to be women, don't feel that they have to fast on the fast days? So let's take a look. If you look over at number one, in Shulchan Aruch, let me just pull up the Ma'am Kermis. There's my tech team over here. Come on, this is why I hire you. So if we look in the Ma'am Kermis, number one, Shulchan Aruch tells us, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hakol chayovim lehisanes arba tzomas alol. Everyone is obligated to fast the four fasts, which we know is Tzayim Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av. The Asar Lifroi together. And you're not allowed to break a wall. Which means you're not allowed to not fast. Everyone has to fast. Now the assumption when it says everyone has to fast, it means, who's the everyone? What's everyone? The answer is everyone is both men and women. Then there are more rights. Miu, however, women that are pregnant or women that are nursing, that they're very uncomfortable, they don't have to fast. And even if they're not very uncomfortable, they don't really have to fast. But they're noyig to do so. That's only the three. That's only Shavas B'Tamos, Sem Gedai, and Asar B'Tevitz. Avok Tisha B'Av, Mechuyevus L'Hashtam. So what is the Ramah telling us? That a regular folk, regular men and women have to fast all the four fast days. But what about pregnant women and nursing women? So here the Ramah sounds like that, well, if they're very uncomfortable, there's room to be meikah. But what's the obvious diuk? The obvious diuk is, well, if you're not pregnant or you're not nursing, then there's no reason why you're not fasting. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch would conclude that if a woman who is healthy and is not having any medical situations, either through pregnancy or through nursing, she should have to fast. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 2, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber writes, Oivrois umeinekes, pregnant women and nursing women, misanois b'Tisha B'Av. They have to fast on Tisha B'Av, umashlimois, and they have to complete the fast, kederech she misanois umashlimois b'Yom Kippur. Just like they have to do on Yom Kippur. Avo b'shloishet tzomas acherim, but the other fasts, Peturais melesanois. So here the Shulchan Aruch is much more lenient. The Shulchan Aruch says that the other three fast days, like Shavas B'Tamuz, Asar B'Teves, Sem Gedalia, pregnant women and nursing women don't have to fast. Vafal Pikein, even though they don't have to fast, Ro'u Shloi Tachamu L'Sanig B'Machul B'Mishta, they shouldn't indulge, they shouldn't go, and they shouldn't, you know, buy food that they don't necessarily need, that's just enjoyable. El Kedei Kim Avlad, they should eat as much as they need for either the baby or the fetus. Meaning, even if a lady who's pregnant or nursing, who's not going to be fasting, she shouldn't have delicacies, she shouldn't indulge, she should eat whatever she needs to feel good. So it seems to be a machloikis mechaber and Ramah, what about pregnant women and nursing women for Shavas V'Tamos? According to the mechaber, pater, for sure, nothing to talk about. While according to the Ramah, we at least try to have them fast, unless they're very uncomfortable. So what do I want from all this? You see very clearly, from both the mechaber, both the Ramah, that if you're not pregnant or fast or nursing, the assumption is you have to fast. So strictly speaking, from the Mechaber and Ramah, one would conclude that an average woman who is not nursing or who is not pregnant should have to fast. In the Sefer Kovetz Halachos number 3, written by Rabbi Kleinman, a Rav in Flatbush, who is a Talmud of Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, so he writes, HaKol Chayov L'Sanas Arba Tzomis Halal, he quotes our Shulchan Aruch, and he writes, V'gam Hanoshim Nechleles B'kach, women are also included in the fast days. The chayevis lehisanos, and they have to fast. The ain mikar lahako. He says there's no reason, there's no source in halacha that women are different than men. And he brings an interesting raya. What's his raya? He brings a raya because we know there's a machloikis mechaben ramah. We've spoken about it many times. There's machloikis mechaben ramah and simen tof ayin about whether or not a female firstborn fasts on Erev Pesach. Does a Bechayra fast on Erev Pesach? We know there's something called Tainus Bechayrim, that a firstborn boy has to fast on Erev Pesach. What about a firstborn girl? So it's Machlokes Mechaba and Ramah. The Mechaba says firstborn girls have to fast. The Ramah says firstborn girls don't have to fast. So Frek, the Rabbi Kleinman, I don't understand the Shaila. What do you mean first girl borns? I thought girls don't fast at all. Elamai again. We see over and over that there's no svara, there's no source, there's no din that women don't fast. Either the only exception would be that they're nursing or they're pregnant, but there's no din that women don't fast. So the din is that you'll hear people say this. Oh, women don't fast. Where? It's mamish against Shulchan Aruch. It's against the Shulchan Aruch over here. It's against the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach. From the fact that the Mechaba takes for a given that women have to fast if they're a Bechayra. And the Ramah argues, says, no, that's not our minhag. So what do we see? That women have to fast. So where did it come from that women, again, this is not my chiddush. You'll meet people, they'll tell you, oh, my wife doesn't fast. Why? I don't know. Women don't fast. Where is the mistake come from? So I believe the mistake comes from a tshuva in the Sefer Tzvi Teferes. Now again, I'm not talking about a case where a woman has a medical condition. If a woman has an underlying medical condition, she's no different than a man who has an underlying medical condition. But I'm talking about healthy women that have no medical condition and for some reason they don't fast because they are women. That does not work well with the movement today of women having equal rights, right? We in Halacha treat women equally as men. Why do people think that women that are healthy don't have to fast? So I believe the mistake comes from a sefer called Tzvi Teferes, written by the Darkei Tshuva. The Darkei Tshuva was addressing a very, very difficult shiloh, a heart-wrenching shiloh. And let's look at it together inside, number 4. He writes, B'dovah shiloh, so with regard to your question, she'ira sibas rabbi iroi, something very bad happened in your city. B'ishachas, one lady, she'shachva b'layla b'mitasa im b'na. She went to bed one night with the baby in her bed. And this is why doctors suggest you don't put your baby in your bed. U'b'boiker motza oisa meis, rachman al-atzlan. The next morning, she finds the baby dead in her bed. And what seems to have happened over here is that the baby, the mother, accidentally killed the baby in sleep. Without any consent, without knowing, while she was sleeping. Which is why I believe pediatricians tell parents, again, sometimes for a nursing mother, it's sometimes easy. You need to feed the baby, so you just bring the baby into your bed. It's dangerous, it's questionable. Again, I'm not here to make any medical decisions, but discuss it with your pediatrician. But here the shaila was, is Nebuch Rahman al-Tzlan, a lady accidentally killed her baby that was sleeping in her bed. She wanted to know, what can she do to obtain tshuva for what she did? He says, I know it's not so practical to write that she should fast many fast days that are brought down in Sfarim. For example, he quotes them, I didn't quote them. Some Sfarim say if a person kills accidentally, they should fast 40 days in a row. Obviously eating at night. He says, Kihi chalusha moi, this woman is very weak. Ve'ena b'mazik b'riyas gufa. She can't handle such a rigorous schedule. Ve'ef shalo l'sanis. Ve'rak lifta is called tainis zoi si mekabel salah kifisha yushalah. She wants to be mekabel that she'll be able to be paid to the tainis. She'll be able to pay for the fast. Meaning, instead of actually fasting, she'll give money stock on behalf of the fasting. So he writes it this. Nebuch, he writes that this condition, this situation is very common where women accidentally roll over their babies. He says, I can't have all these women fasting 40 days in a row. It's dangerous. They have to redeem. They have to be able to pay for the Tanesim. Someone told me that now some of the Muslims who don't want to fast Ramadan, they're paid the Tanesim I did stock. That's what some of the our cousins do. But okay. So here, again, you have to remember the Shiloh over here was not discussing Shavuos B'Tammuz or Shabbat Teves. It was discussing a fast that people do when they accidentally kill someone and want to do tshuva. What do you do for a lady who can't go 40 days? So he writes, Omnam yesh kama noshim shehem b'riyos v'shlem. I have wonderful women. V'ritzoinim lanas nafshim l'saboyis ulesanas kamas Tanesim. I have some women who can handle it. But this lady, with this case, we got to come up with some hetter. Meaning, many women can handle the 40-day fast schedule. But this lady can't, so what should I do? So he goes through a whole tshuva, where he comes up with a whole plan of how much money she has to pay and how she pays it. And then at the end of the tshuva, he quotes over here, this is all part of the Daki Tshuva's tshuva. And he writes, V'dai, you should know, Kishamati mimayuya admor ha-goyin ha-kodesh mishinava. He says, I heard from the Shinova. Who was the Shinova? The Shinova was one of the sons of the Divrei Chaim. He was one of the sons of the great Sanzerov, the Divrei Chaim, had many, many children. He had 16 children. So the Shinova was one, I think, one of the older sons, was the Shinova of the Divrei Chaim. He writes that the Shinova says, Sha'om Ali, he said, that the Shinova has a Kabbalah dating back to previous Gedolim. Any woman who's at a stage in her life where she can still have children, and during those days the weather is very bad, even though they're technically 100% healthy. So adds the Daki Tshuva that he heard from the Shinova, that the Shinova has a Kabbalah for women that are still of the age where they can have children, and the weather is not great, they shouldn't fast, instead they should be poyder. So people say, oh, it's a Mefurish Shinova. The Shinova says that he has a Kabbalah, that women that are still of the age where they can have children are not supposed to fast. It's a Pella. That's not what the Tshuva was talking about. The Daki Tshuva wasn't talking about fasting Asar B'Teves. He was talking about this self-imposed fast for a person who killed the baby, which would be 40 days long. And that, the Shinova says, that women that are of age where they can still have children shouldn't fast. He never meant to say that women shouldn't fast Asar B'Teves. It's Mamish Apella. But this is where people get it from. People get it from the Shinova. Now, if you're going to be Samech on the Shinova, it doesn't help if your wife is past the age where she's of Ro'i Lo'i Lubonim. If you're already at the stage of grandparents and you no longer have any more children, so then even the Shinova is not a heter. But even the Shinova is not a heter because the Shinova wasn't talking about Asar B'Teves or Shavas B'Tams. If you look in the Nitta Gavriel writes over here where he has a Kabbalah from the Hagoyin HaTzadik Minasod, Sha'oma B'Shem Hagoyin HaKodesh M'Shinova, Vayti Kos the Shinova, Shahalocha Kemoise Afil B'Mokim Shechelek HaDivri HaPoiskim, that the Shinova is the last opinion. We follow whatever the Shinova says, even if people disagree with him. So, here also, if you follow the Shinova to the umpth degree, the Shinova said, any lady that's of bearable age for children doesn't have to fast. Okay? If you look in the Sefer Vayivarech David from Ebharfenis, he's one of the Satmar Dayanim, I think, today. He's a Satmar Chassid, he lives in Williamsburg. He writes like this. He quotes from Nos and David Mishil Dulov, I don't know who that is. Tzivoy Lidrash Berabim. He commanded in public speeches, Sheshom Isha Sheroy Adayan Lohoyle Loy Tesana Kim Yoyim HaKadosh, that any lady that could still have children should not fast except for Yom Kippur. Now, this is already a big upsak. He used to say, Bifnei Am Ve'edah, he'd make a public declaration that any woman that's still of the age to have children should not fast at any fast except for Yom Kippur. V'kiyoyitz v'nam im shmei ha'goyim minasid, v'ni mi yaharu rachwe posak tzadikim. V'kiyoyitz v'nam also says, Reb David Harfenis, who can argue with these people? If these people said the women that are still of the age of having children shouldn't fast, they shouldn't fast. He writes, "Aval Yoyisha in Mekar Lizeb Divar Shochan Achon Esek Kelim." He says, "But there's no Mekar. Ain LaHakol B'Shufi B'Lisha Elos Pi Meira Hayro." So you can't just give a heter to any woman that's still the age where she can have children without speaking to a Rav. Mikal Makay, nonetheless, says Reb David Harfen is nearer to be Isha Muberes and Meinekes Echayos LaHakol. He says, "At least you can use these great Kedoyim to be Samech on a lady who's a Meinekes and Muberes." First of all, a lady who's pregnant or nursing, according to Mechabesh, she doesn't have to fast at all. Either Amoz Mechel says, for that you can use the Shinova. He writes why. He says, Shemin Adin Ena Mechayev is Lasanis. Av Sheena Mitzaris El Shonag LaHachmer Vim Kain Me'acha Shein Ela Mitzar Aminug Memela Me'acha Shekeis Harben Noshem Mekilim Shuvah Mina Shekvan Is Batal Minig Aramah. Says the Davin Harfen, and this is a big chiddush. He wants to say like this, that really the Ramah also holds that women don't have to fast if they're pregnant or if they're nursing. But he writes, but they are noyik to do so. But Zok, the Davin Harfen is, but since today the minig reversed, and women that are pregnant, that are nursing, don't fast, now even according to the Ramah, they don't have to. A big chiddush. Okay? So therefore, Zok, the Davin Harfen is, I'm not willing to say that women that are not sick or pregnant or nursing shouldn't fast, but he says women that are nursing or pregnant, they definitely don't have to fast. So do we have any good source that women don't have to fast? The answer is not really. So in my humble opinion, a lady who is healthy and is not in the and has no medical conditions, there's really no heter why she should not have to fast. So that's one thing we could debunk this evening, that it seems to be a very, very shvacha heter for women that don't fast. The Chassidish joke goes that if you have a lady who's not pregnant and she's not nursing, must be something wrong with her, she must taka be sick, and therefore she's a chayla, that's why she's pata from fasting. But that's, I think, only a joke. But halacha l'maisa, I don't see why women that are healthy should not be fasting. Okay, let's just take a second to discuss pregnant women and nursing women. So again, pregnant women and nursing women is machlokes machab and ramah. The machab paskins clearly that pregnant women and nursing women do not have to fast except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The ramah said not so fast. The ramah says the number 7. Umiu, however, ubrus umeinekes, pregnant women and nursing women, shemitzar is harbor that they're very uncomfortable. Ain lasanas, they don't have to fast. Now, I would argue many of our pregnant women in Shavuos B'Tammuz, where the weather is very hot and very oppressive, and they have other kids at home, and they have an uncomfortable pregnancy, they are probably reached that level of being mitzaris. Then he writes, "Vafilu ena mitzaris," even if they're not really uncomfortable, ena mechuyves lasadin also, only if the minig is. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes clearly, number 8, "Oyveris u'meinekes mesanas u'mashlimis b'tisha b'av k'derash mesanas mashlimis yom kippurim." The Aruch HaShulchan says that pregnant women and nursing women only fast tisha b'av and yom kippur, avol b'gimel tamas acheris pater mila hisanas. They do not have to fast. So it's mefurish Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan understands that women that are nursing, again, this is the Shaila Rabbanim deal with all the time. Women that are nursing or pregnant, do they have to fast on, let's say, Shabbat and Batamah? So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the answer is no. According to Svardim, the answer is no. If you look in Yakut Yosef, number 83, Yakut Yosef writes, B'shem, he writes, Mefurish, it's Mefurish, Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Isha muberes oymeinekes eina misanis betanis Shabbat and Batamah ushar tanis eilu. A lady who's pregnant or is nursing does not have to fast what we call the minor fasts. But here's where he writes a chiddush. V'af l'b'nois ashkenazi yesh l'alkol b'zeh. This is where he's quoting from his father in a tshuva on Yechav Adat. The Rebbe Vagi says that even Ashkenazim can be meikah. Why? Shemistoma nechsheves kimitzta'aris harbe. Because you can assume any woman today that's pregnant or nursing, she's probably uncomfortable. So therefore, Zokta Rebbe Vagi, even Ashkenazim women don't have to fast. So we have the Aruch HaShulchan. So again, Svardisha women definitely don't have to fast if they're pregnant, if they're nursing. That's before Shalach HaShulchan Aruch. Ashkenazic women, the Ramah is not clear. It sounds like as long as they're not uncomfortable. You show me a pregnant woman who's not uncomfortable not eating, and I'll be surprised. Even a nursing mother. Nursing mother, it takes a lot out of you to nurse. We'll talk more about nursing women in a few minutes. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes before us that they don't have to, and Rebbe Vagi says that Ashkenazic women also don't have to fast. But again, healthy women that are not pregnant or nursing, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't have to fast. There is a bit of a stira in the Aruch HaShulchan, because that Aruch HaShulchan told us clearly that women that are nursing or pregnant, don't fast the other three fasts, only Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. In this Aruch HaShulchan, it's a little less clear. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan over here, number 9, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Uberes u'minekes, pregnant women and nursing women, lo yisanu b'chol agimol tzaymus levad, Tisha B'Av. They don't fast the other fast days except for Tisha B'Av. Omnam, however, hanoshim habiriyos, the healthy women, nahogu l'achma agimol tzaymus. They do fast those fasts." So I thought he told me before that they don't. Here he tells me, well, it depends on how they feel. So it's not exactly so clear what exactly the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan is. My gut feeling is that any woman who's, again, any woman, what I usually ask people who come to me with the shayla about pregnancy, I say, how does your wife do as a faster? Is she a good faster? The guy's like, no, she's a horrible faster. I said, then it's a no-brainer. She's a vada mitzta'eres. If she's naturally not a good faster, so she's automatically going to be that much more uncomfortable. So the Chayyur, according to the Ramah, even if she's Ashkenazi, she should not have to fast. If you have a woman who's mamash, a fantastic faster, she can do great while fasting, so maybe she should fast according to the Ramah. Mashenkin, according to the Mechaber, she does not have to fast. Okay, so that's one issue that is not that needs some form of a discussion. I want to discuss another Shiloh over here in the same family, which is interesting. We talk about a lady who's pregnant, we talk about a lady who's nursing. What does it mean to be nursing? What's a meinekes? This is very negate to many people, it's negate to myself as well. What constitutes a meinekes? So there's two options. A meinekes could be a woman who's actively nursing. That's one understanding of a meinekes. And the reason why we're making with a meinekes is because we're afraid if she fasts, it's going to affect her milk supply, which it definitely does. Also, we know women who nurse it takes a toll on your body. It's strenuous. So they feel weaker, so therefore they need to eat. That's one understanding. The other understanding is meinekes is a woman who had a baby within the last 24 months. Which means the lady has a baby who's a year and 3/4. She hasn't nursed the baby in many, many months. But nonetheless, she's still called deemed a meinekes. Now, that's a very big nafkamina lahalacha. Right? I have my baby is a year and month. A year and a month. He's 13 months. My wife is not nursing him anymore, but my baby's 13 months. So if the definition of a meinekes is a baby under 24 months, my wife is still a meinekes. She's part of from fasting. But if the definition of a meinekes is a woman who's actively nursing, so then my wife is not a meinekes. Very negeyah dikashayah. So they quote a Gemara in Nida, number 10. The Gemara in Nida is not talking about fasting. The Gemara in Nida is talking about women and vestis and women establishing patterns to see dam, to see to get their periods. And the Gemara makes the following comment. Reb Shimon says, Evereho misparkin, their bones are broken, stretched. The Einafsha Chazeris al Esnav Arba Chodesh. It takes 24 months for them to get back to normal. So this sounds like from the Gemara that there's some toll on the female body after having a baby that lasts for 24 months. So many people say that based on this Gemara, you see that that toll on the body has nothing to do with nursing. That toll on the body is because they had a baby. So based on this Gemara, one could argue that a woman within 24 months of having a baby is called a menekes. Now the obvious kasha is, why, if it has to do with having a baby and not nursing, why is the term menekes? The term should be yoledes. If the whole heter is based on the fact, not that she's nursing, the heter is based on the fact that she had a baby, so why are we calling her a menekes? She's a nurser. Menekes means to nurse. You're not nursing. You haven't nursed in a year and a half. So that, I saw that Rabbi Yaakov Forsheimer has a Sefer Hilchos Nida. He asked this kasha. He quotes some others who asked this kasha. If you assume the heter has to do with the fact that you're within 2 years of having a baby, so why do we call you a menekes? We should call you a yoledes, a lady who had a baby. A very strong kasha. So if you look at number 11, the Das Torah, the Marsham, who's one of the great poiskim of the turn of the 20th century, he was the grandfather of the famous Shalom Shadron. The Das Torah's name was Shalom Shadron. But he's not the Magid of Shalom Shadron. His grandson was the famous Magid of Shalom Shadron. He was a big poiskim. The Das Torah was one of the great poiskim of the turn of the 20th century. So he writes like this, number 11, V'yeshliayim, B'meinekesh, Paskim al Hanik Teichov Chavdal Chedish. If you have a woman who was nursing, and she stopped nursing within 24 months, Imdina Bozekabinekas, she's still considered a nursing. The Nira says the Masham, the Kivan, the Ivarel, Misparkin, the Nafshachazer, Chavtal Chodesh. He quotes our Gemara Nida, the Gemara Nida says that the body takes a hit for 24 months, and it takes 24 months till you get back to yourself. And that's the way it's Paskin, the Nachas Nida, the Chen Yesh, the Hokogam, the Chiagavno. So, the Masham, you can say the same thing here also. So, the Masham Paskin, a lady within 24 months of having a baby, is a Menekas, to which she basically does not have to fast on the minor fastings. He quotes somebody. Then he writes, here a poshut, the meinekes afilu imhi eina mitzta'eris. If she's nursing, even if she's not uncomfortable, avla hatinik mitzta'er. But the baby will be affected by her not eating. She'ein lamal le'anik. It doesn't have what to feed the mother. The mother doesn't have what to feed. Yeish lahokol. Then of course it can be made. So the Masham has a gevalda gekula. The Masham says that when it says meinekes, a nursing mother is anyone that's within 2 years of nursing a baby. There's another Masham, I didn't put it on the paper. The Masham says that in order to be a meinekes, you have to have at least nursed once. You have to have one, at one point nursed the baby, even though you stopped. But if you never ever nursed the baby from the get-go, then you're talking not called a meinekes. And that's the answer to the kasha. Why do we call her a meinekes if she never nursed? The answer is you have to have at least nursed at some point, then you stopped. Then you're within 24 months of having a baby, then you're called the meinekes. That's what the Marsham writes. If you look in the Eishel Avrom, the Bechatch Rav, he writes number 13. What's meinekes? I'm sorry, number 12. He says, Ukemoisha b'shloishet somas kill the meinekes umitztaeres, just like for the other three fast days, we're lenient. For someone who's nursing, someone who's uncomfortable, kein kala hashpila. What happens if a Nebuchadnezzar lady miscarries? Is she considered a meinekes? So he says, yes. Why? Because it goes to our Gemara. Our Gemara shows us that there's a toll on the body when you deliver. So he says that if so, it has nothing to do with actually, it's just the delivery. So therefore he says, even if you're not, the chay, what do you see from here? It has nothing to do with nursing. So he writes, if a lady has a miscarriage or the baby dies, so she, it's even harder for her because she had the delivery and she has no nursing. So you see from the Eishel Avram, he paskins clearly that it's not about nursing, but it's about delivery. So according to the Eishel Avram, according to the Das Torah, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, is considered nursing, even though she has not actively nursed a baby in a year, or even more. But since she's within 24 months, she's considered a nursing mother, which means my situation, my wife, L'chayra L'fiza, is the Menekes, and she should be potter from fasting on Shavuos V'Tammuz. Now, do we paskin like this? So, depends who you ask. If you look in Yakut Yosef, This piece from Yakut Yosef is a Bevad Yosef, but his father, Bevadia, has a tshuva where he writes the exact same psak, and he writes the following. V'chein meinika, peturo b'meshech kol esim v'arba chadoshim l'leida milasanis. Says Bevadia, his son, that any woman that's within 24 months of having a baby, she is pata from fasting. V'afilu paskim al hanik, she hasn't nursed, she stopped nursing. V'chein isha she'apil, if a lady miscarried, p'tur mitanis elu, she's potter b'teich esen v'abach hadosh l'mapalosa, within 24 months of the miscarriage. V'ein atzrichim l'ferei ha'tanis l'acham k'an, they don't have to make it up. V'mikom akam, he writes the same thing as we saw earlier, gam elu ha'pturis m'lasanis ro'i sh'loi te'achelna l'tanug v'machul mishta el k'dei kimava. Even those women that are potter from fasting, they shouldn't eat more than they need to, they shouldn't indulge. They shouldn't eat, you know, fine, wonderful food. They should eat whatever they need to survive. So Rav Avadya buys into this Marsham, and he paskins that you do not have to fast if you are within 24 months. This is a Gevaldik Kula for Svardim. If you're a Svardish lady and you're within 24 months of having a baby, you do not fast on Tish, you do not fast on Shabbat Mekam, or Sarbat Davis, Sam Gedalia, Yapat. Okay, what about us Ashkenazim? What do we do? So if you look at number 14 in the Sefer Nitzan Gavriel, he quotes from the Papa Rav, Papa Rebbe. The Nitte Gavriel, but Gavriel Tzinner is a Papa Chassid. So he quotes from his Rebbe, the Papa Rebbe, he writes, "Ein daiti noichel lahokah b'minekei shepost malhanik." The Papa Rebbe holds, you can't be makel for a lady who stopped nursing. V'loi shemati psak zeh m'moiru herois. I never heard such a psak. It's interesting, we mentioned earlier that the chassidim are makel with fasting, and this kula happens to be reliable. It's a marsham, it's an eshel avram. For this, the chassidim did not buy into, at least not the Papa chassidim. He writes, "Ach b'isha she'esh atzar v'chul shegdeilo." But if a lady's not feeling well, you know, she's 3-4 months, you know, she's a menekes, but she has, she's not feeling well. Yesh lahakol kafir roish ene hamayru, she could be mekel. He writes, "Ki shemati shebebels no go hakol b'tanesim." He says, "Cause in bells the very mekel with the tanesim." Okay, the bells are chasidim are mekel with the women, but the pop of a rebbe doesn't think you can be semich on the marsham. Okay, so we have a big machloikas over here. Can we be semich on the marsham? So if you look in the Chutshani from Nissen Karela Zatzal, he writes, "Meinekesh b'shar tanesim chutz mitisha bav, a meinekesh on the other fast days besides mitisha bav, shemenika pamachas b'yom." Now let's say she only nurses once a day. This is a good shayla. What makes a lady a nursing mother? Does she have to nurse, you know, 5 times a day, 6 times a day, every feeding? Let's say many women today, they only nurse one feeding. The rest of the feeding, they give bottles. Does that make her a menekes? So Nissen Karel of Paskin, that if she nurses once a day, that's enough to make her a menekes. He thinks that's a menekes. You don't have to nurse every feeding. And this is very practical, because many women, when they start to wean off their babies, they go like one feeding a day. So according to the Chutshani, one feeding a day is enough to make you a menekes, the kuliyam. And therefore you would not have to fast. But he writes, but if you stop nursing, then you already have to fast. Then you have to fast. So he doesn't buy into the head of the Marsham, but he ends off a psak which is well known from the Chazinish. But if the woman nursing, a nursing mother, if you're afraid that it's going to, the Chazinish, this is very negative for Tishba. The Chazinish says if a nursing mother is afraid that her fasting will affect the milk, then avada she shouldn't fast. Again, today it's a little bit more easier because today many women have wonderful formulas and women can pump and freeze the milk, whatever it is. But a missing Karelis does not buy into the heter of the Marsham, but he does hold, if you nurse once a day, that's enough to call you a menekes. If you look over here, number 16 from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he also does not paskin like the Marsham. He says that in order to be considered a nursing mother, you actually have to be actively nursing in order to be considered a nursing mother. But he writes, if a lady's within 24 months of after having a baby, she doesn't feel well, so she's like any other chayla. So he also doesn't use the marsham. If you look in the Sefer Hilchas Chag B'Chag, he quotes from Rav Eliashiv. He writes, "V'chein shemati ma'agayin Rav Yosef Shom Eliashiv Shlito, sh'loi nogu l'hokub l'zeh k'marsham." We do not use the marsham as a heter. "Mikomo can be isha chalusha." But if she stammers, they feel shmach, yesh, lemekilim, alonos gedolim, lismechalein. So this is what I do. If a lady calls me up and she's within 24 months of having a baby, and she tells me she feels very shmach, so right away I'll tell her she should be saimich on the marsham. I mean, lichat chila, if you're a good faster, like my wife is a very good faster, so she's not going to be saimich on the marsham. But if someone calls me up and she tells me I'm not really a very good faster, I'm already feeling shmach, I happen to be within 24 months of having a baby, so then I'd be saimich on the marsham. You have the Masham, you have the Bavad, you have the Eshel Avram. And even Rabbi Yashiv says, if she's not feeling well, so that's l'cheira enough to be. So again, so the idea that women don't fast, I think, is not true. The idea that a lady within 24 months, meaning sometimes you, and the reason why I'm bringing this out is because sometimes you'll hear from people, "Oh, my wife is not fasting because she had a baby 2 years ago. She had a baby within the 2 years." That's not incorrect completely. I'm not debunking that completely. That's at least a machloikas achroinim. The first thing is completely not true. Women don't fast because women don't fast. That's not true. But a lady who's within 24 months of having a baby is not incorrect. There are paiskim that held like that, the Marsham, the Eish Lavram, but I don't think that's the accepted psak halacha l'maaseh except for Sfardim. If you're a Sfardish woman, that's 100% the right thing, because that was the opinion of Rebbe Vaad Yosef. So, those two things we discussed. So now, the real topic tonight was supposed to be kids and whether or not they're supposed to fast before they turn bar or bas mitzvah, okay? Now, the impetus for this year is because my daughter is going to be bas mitzvah to Mirtz Hashem in the beginning of December. So if she's holding right now that Shavuos HaBetalmuz is going to be the first of the three fasts before her bas mitzvah. She's going to have this. She's going to have Tisha B'Av and some Gedalia and Yom Kippur. But the question is, is there such a thing that kids are supposed to fast 3 days, fast before their bar or bas mitzvah? That's question number one. Question number two is there an Indian of chinuch? Let's say you're supposed to be mechanach your children. Are you supposed to be mechanach your children on fast days? Now, the truth is, there's a lot to talk about this shayla. If from a lomdusha standpoint, maybe Bli Neder, before Yom Kippur, we could talk about it from a lomdusha standpoint. There's an entire Mishnah, Meseches Yuma, a whole Amud Gemara, Machlokes Tanaim Amoraim, a kinds of discussion. But the reason why people have in their mind that kids are supposed to fast is based on a Mechaben Shulchan Aruch number 18. That Mechaben Shulchan Aruch is in Simin Tov Reish Tezayin. What's Tov Reish Tezayin? Hechus Yom Kippur. Now we all know Yom Kippur and Shavuos HaBetalmuz and Asar B'Teves don't exactly carry the same status. Not even Tisha B'Av is necessarily like Yom Kippur, which is what we'll need to discuss a little bit this evening. So what does the Mechaber write? Says the Mechaber number 18. Katan Habori, if a child is healthy, Ben Teisha Shonim Shleimis, he's 9 years old, Uben Eser Shonim Shleimis, he's 10 years old, Mechanachim Oysa L'Shois. We're Mechanachim to fast for the hours, which means he fasts a couple of hours. What does it mean he fasts a couple of hours? Ketzat. Let's say he normally eats breakfast 2 hours into the morning. Delay breakfast an hour. Let's say the kid normally eats breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning, so on a fast day he eats breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning. You push him off a little bit. You get him used to the notion that he has to wait a little bit before he can eat. Depending on how much he can push off. If the kid can go till 12 o'clock, you push him until 12 o'clock. Now, how old is this kid? This kid is 9 or 10 years old. Now, ben achas esrei, ben zocho, ben kevin, but if the kid's already 11, whether it be a boy or a girl, then, misaninu mashlimim midivrei soifim gdei l'chanachim mitzvahs. Then he fasts the full fast. Shulchan Aruch paskins, if a boy or girl is 11, regular fast. Nothing to talk about, they go the regular thing. Okay, we're talking about Yom Kippur. Says the Ramah, v'yeshoimim, she'ein tzricham lahashlim midirabonon klal. Says the Ramah, no. Ashkenazim 11-year-olds do not have to fast. Do not have to fast a full fast. The Yeshlis Machalayu Benar Shu Kochush says the Ramah, you should be saying on this if a child's weak. The Eni Chozik Lissanis, he can handle a fast day. Any time that the kid is old enough to learn Chinuch with regard to eating, he's also old enough to learn about the Isser Rechitz and the Isser Sich. Fine. Then the Chamechaber continues. A girl that's 12 and a boy that's 13. Sheheviu shtei sirus, they already showed that they have two hairs. Harehim kigdoilim, then they're already, that's a full fledged adult. L'chol mitzvah sumashlimim min ha-Torah. Then they have to complete the fast. Midiraisa. Avlim loy, heviu shtei sirus, but if they haven't yet shown that they have two hairs, adayin ketanimim, they're still considered children. Ve'ena mashlim, no midirai soifim, they only have to complete the fast. Midirabon. Interesting halacha. If you have a boy or a girl that's bar mitzvah, you spend $30,000 on the kid's bar mitzvah. Hopefully not. It's a lot of money. But the kid never asked a Cyrus. He hasn't grown the Cyrus yet. Zogta mechaber, his fasting in him kippers only midrabban. Zogta Ramah, vafilu hu rach v'kochush. Even if he is rach v'kochush, he's not feeling well. Sarich lahashlim, he still has to finish the fast. The chayshin and shem nishu has sa'aris, because we're afraid. And you can argue, you can say yourself 1 second. He's only chayv in the rabbanon, and he's having a hard time. Let him be mekel, says the Ramah, no. Because we're chayshin, maybe the hairs fell off. Okay. Dr. Ramah, Dr. Mechaber, but katan shehu pachas mi ben teisha. If you have a child that's under the age of 9, ein ma'anin oisim yom kippur. Do not make him uncomfortable yom kippur at all. Why? Kadesh shalei ovel yisakon, it's very dangerous. Haga, afilu imratza lahachmi, even if the kid says, I want to fast. Moichim yodeh, he's not allowed to fast. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, we have three ages. We have before 9, 9 and 10, 11, bar and bas mitzvah. According to the, when it comes to Yom Kippur, this is all Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, before the age of 9, the kid's not allowed to fast anything. If your 8-year-old kid says, you know, I want to practice fasting, we tell him, no, no practicing fasting, you eat. If the kid is 9 and 10 and the kid feels well, the kid feels healthy, so then you delay the start of his meals as much as he can handle. If the kid's 11, according to the Mechaber, full fasting. According to the Ramah, no. If the kid's 13 and 12, boy and girl, then they're ready, it's a regular fasting. But if they have, they haven't grown the ears yet, there's room to be made. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that even though the Ramah is machmir with a 12 or 13 year old that doesn't have hears for Yom Kippur, but by other tanaisim it could be mekel. He writes, "Avoshar tiny she'inim elam drabbanon ain't tzarich le'sanis elam king yesh lo shtei sayris." So let's say, for example, again, I know this is very uncomfortable to talk about, but I think it's important, and I found the tshuva of the Be'er Moshe. Let's say you have a child that just got bar mitzvah, and the child does not have shtei sayris. However, you know that, whatever it is, and the kid is having a hard time fasting. So according to this, you can be mekel. Why? Because since they only have shtei sayris, it's only drabbanon, it's more mekel. And since the tainus is only drabbanon, like tisha, like shavas and patamas, you could take it be mekel. The Debre Tzina Rav passes that in the tshuva in Be'er Moshe. On Yom Kippur, you can't do that. But for the other fast days, you could take it be mekel. Okay? I'm not saying it's a practical thing to use, but it's an interesting heter that the Mishnah Berurah develops. Now, why is this all relevant to us? Because look at number 20. The Mishnah Berurah writes in number 20, he says, why don't you find 12 and 12 year olds fasting? The Hamas said that after 11 you're supposed to fast. Why does no one fast? He says, today everyone is schwacher, everyone's weaker. Every cotton, your average child is weak. Unless you know your kid can go a bunch of hours without eating. Now, I would add, if they were weak back then, we're going to be a lot weaker now. Why? Because they used to eat a lot less back then. We eat so much. For us, not eating is like, oh my gosh, I can't go 5 minutes without eating. Back then, how much do you think in the times of the Mishnah Berurah you think they ate? You think they had lunch, brunch, lunch, snack, snacks, snacks, ice cream, pizza, none of this stuff. None of this. They had a meal with bread, if they were lucky, bread and soup, whatever else they had. So they were a different world. And they were considered weak. Unless you argue the other way. Weak means that they didn't have that much to survive on. Today our kids are pretty well fed. They can go a few days without eating. Okay. I think the other way is a more practical way of looking at it. I think not from a medical standpoint, but the kids probably can't handle. They're used to eating their meals. It's very hard for them not to eat. So Mr. Brewer seems to say very clearly that there's room to be made.
Wouldn't it be more of a thing also about drinking than it would be necessarily about eating? Like today, everyone walks around with a water bottle. We're always afraid we're going to dehydrate. My parents didn't walk around with a water bottle, my grandparents. Today, we don't go 2 feet without a water bottle.
And Hanami, I think you're right too. I think that's true. I don't know, my son came back from camp yesterday. I'm pretty sure he dehydrated. They have the kids outside all day. And I asked him, did you drink? Yeah, we drank. I don't think he drank enough. I think the kids need a lot of water today. I think it's something that we should be careful with. So kosher came today. I definitely don't suggest necessarily that the Mishnah Berurah would say that kids should fast. Okay. So again, this is Yom Kippur, where there's a halacha brought down in the Mishnah and the Gemara to fast kids. And there the Mishnah Berurah still says, we don't really push the kids until they're actually Bar and Bas Mitzvah. So I would argue, when it comes to something like Shevasa Batamas, the assumption is kids would not have to fast. Now, there is a tshuva from the Rami Panua, one of the great Italian Gedolim, Rami Panua. We spoke about the Rami Panua and his shiur once about shaving, because supposedly the Rami Panua didn't have a beard. And they say, oh, you see, you could be a big god without a beard. So one of the tshuvas they gave is, nah, he lived outside Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael you have to have a beard. But the other tshuva was he had a beard. They have pictures of Rami Panua with a beard. I don't know. Okay. So Rami Panua was a big Italian god. So he asked the Shaila. He writes like this. He says, number 21. He writes, the minig was that we're mechanech our children when it comes to the other four fast days. But I don't know what exactly is the requirement. How much do we push our kids? Now again, we did not see any halacha about the other fast days. The best we saw was Yom Kippur, which is a Gemara and a Mishnah in Maseches Yuma. He says, "Dolei Shmirlon la'amure kuli hai kimoi b'Yom Kippurim." I don't know. Should you push them as much as you do for Yom Kippur? V'imtem tzaloi mar Tisha B'Av kimoi. What about Tisha B'Av? You know, Tisha B'Av is always a funny fast day. It's more chomer than the other three, but is it like Yom Kippur? He says, I don't know. And his answer is, Chinuch l'tinoikes b'dal tzomus im l'shoyes l'briyim b'lvad minig yofahu. He says that's a nice minog. V'gam b'miyat tanog. Avol hashloma ein chachma ve'ein tfuna. But to have a kid fast a whole day on the Dalet Tzomus, bad idea. That, he says, for sure, is a bad idea. He says, and for sure, for Tisha B'av, there's no din. There's absolutely no din whatsoever that any child, even who's of the age of Chinuch, to fast a full day on Tisha B'av, and definitely not to fast a full day on the other fasting. So that's pretty clear that there is no Indian of Chinuch on those fast days. Now, if you look on page 3 in the Aruch HaShulchan writes Mefurish, Kitanim Eina Misanin Klal B'Tisha B'Av. Children do not fast Tisha B'Av Afilu Tainis Shois. Even a few hours. Nothing. We don't do, eat breakfast later. Nothing. Kitanim are exempt from Tisha B'Av. Now, if Kitanim are exempt from Tisha B'Av, Kal V'Chayim, they're going to be exempt from Shabbos and B'Tamos. So there's no reason to make your child who's 11 or 12 eat breakfast later. Let him eat regular. If you look in the Eishal of Roman number 23, he also writes, quotes Eliyahu Rabbah, who says, "Denoygim bas yud beishon of yom echad v'tinuk yud gimel v'yom echad v'tinuk yud gimel shon yom echad oz misan." The first time you fast is when you're 12 and 13. Loi kaidim l'chein, not before. There's no fasting before. That's it. So if we would stop right here, the answer would be: if I have a kid who's going to be bar mitzvah in 2 weeks, he does not fast Shavuos b'Tammuz. I eat bar mitzvah in 2 weeks, good. So when he turns bar mitzvah, I'll fast Tisha B'Av. But there's no reason for children to have to fast before them. Now, the Kaf HaChaim brings down the opposite opinion. He writes, number 24, is there a concept of chinuch for fast days? A year or two before the bar mitzvah, like we have by Yom Kippur. He writes the Aruch HaShulchan. This is not the Aruch HaShulchan that we quoted earlier. It's a different sefer. Shekos of the B'tanis D'Rabbanan Ein L'Hachem Meshum Chashash Sakono. Avo b'chinuch shois to loy shayach sakono yesh l'chanuch af b'shar tainis. Says the Kaf HaChaim, I think you should be mechanuch them l'shois. Maybe you don't have to have your kid fast the whole day, but he should at least fast a couple of hours. The Aruch HaShulchan said before is nothing. Here the Kaf HaChaim thinks you should. The Ber HaLocha sounds not like that. Ber HaLocha writes number 25, Hakol chayovim tinoikis bas yud beish shonim v'yemechav v'tinik v'yemechav shonim v'yemechav chayovim l'sanet v'loy kaidim l'chein. Not before. So again, the pashas of the Ber HaLocha is like the Aruch HaShulchan, that before a boy turns 13, before a girl gets 12, there's absolutely no reason for them to fast, even tiny shois, on the other fast days besides Yom Kippur. And then we turn to the Chai Adam number 27. Writes the Chai Adam. He writes like this. He says, Vafilu haktanim sheyesh lam das l'sabel, even those children that are old enough to understand what the laws of the Beis HaMikdash is, even though there's no chiyuv chinuch, even if he's 12, even if it's only for a few hours, you should do something. You should be mechanech them that they don't need to eat, you know, candy and cookies and all those good stuff. They need to eat the meals. They need to eat bread and water. They need what they need to survive. So the simple reading of the Chai Adam is like this. A kid who's 12 and a half, his bar mitzvah is going to be right after Tisha B'Av. So when it comes to Shavuos B'Tammuz, he does not fast at all. Nothing garnished. He's a day l'sabal Yerushalayim. He's a big boy. He's 12 already. So you should tell him, listen, Tatala, don't eat more than you need. Which means eat your breakfast, eat your cornflakes and milk with your orange juice. And when it comes to lunch, eat your slice of pizza with your french fries. And we'll eat, but you don't need to have snacks. You don't need to have cookies in between, and you don't need to have ice cream for dessert. But avada you should eat. Eat what you need to survive. That's the simple reading of the Chai Adam. The Mishnah Brura, the Magen Avraham quotes this Chai Adam also. The Magen Avraham quotes he quotes the Marami Panawa, which is what the Chai Adam is quoting. But if you look at the Mishnah Brura number 28, he also quotes it. He writes, if you have ktanim that are old enough to understand what does it mean to mourn, even though you have absolutely no chiyuv chinuch, again, the Mishnah Brura is passing like the Chai Adam, that there's no chinuch on fast days besides maybe Yom Kippur. Your kid can be 12 and a half, 12 and three quarters. His bar mitzvah can be the week after Shavuos B'Tammuz. He has no chiyuv to fast on Shavuos B'Tammuz according to the Mishnah Brura. But, says Mr. Brewer, Mikom Mokom Roy Lechanchum, Shal Yochlu Rak Kadei Kima Guf Lechem Emayim, Oysha Macho Poshet Kifi Atinik, Kadei Shis Ablu Im Hatzibu. So if you look at number 29, the Sefer Kovetz Halachas, Rabbi Kleiman points out over here, he writes like this. He says, he quotes from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. He says, "Umayvi Rebbe Omar, Denir B'dikdik Losh HaMishtabur." He says, if you look closely at the wording of the Mishtabura, "Shalei Kosev Shemachilim Oysen Lechum Maim B'Poyel." He says, the Mishtabura doesn't mean that this kid who's 12 and a half can only eat bread and water on the fast day. "Elo Sheish Lechanchum Le'echel Rak K'dekim Agof Lechum U'mayim Oyshamachu Poshet Kifi Atenik." Meaning you should feed the kid what he needs to live. The mashma she ain't tzarich leechol rak kedekim aguf lechem u'mayim bepoil. Listen to this chiddush. Shmuel Kamenetsky read this Mishnah Berurah. Is that vada? You don't only feed him that. Elu sheish lechanchem aydei sheyoyim alehem demin harui leechol rak lechol u'mayim. You tell the kid, listen, you should know you really shouldn't be eating cookies on a fast day. You should only be eating the breakfast and lunch. Vayidei zayimudu lesab lematzi begam betaynis. And that's how the kid will learn what a fast day is. But you can give him regular food. I told you that the Mishnah Berurah is saying like the Chayadam, which means no cookies and no desserts. It's not pshat. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that you're not allowed to give him the cookies and the ice cream for dessert. You give it to him, but you tell him, you know, tatala, you really should only be eating what you need to survive, but you're allowed to give it to him. That's the way he wants to learn. Okay? So that's a big nafkamina. According to the simple reading of the Chayadim, you give the kid what he needs to eat. You give him his cornflakes in the morning, you give him his bagel and lunch, and no treats in between. According to Shmuel Kamenetsky's way of reading the Mishnah Berurah, no. You can give him the ice cream, you can give him whatever he needs. Not only bread, meaning you can give him his vegetables, you can give him more than just that. Again, it could be, even if Shmuel agrees, you don't have to give him ice cream. He just means you don't give him just bread and water. Right? You give him, you know, his balanced lunch. He has lunch, he has a bagel with vegetables, and he has a soup. So you give him everything. It just means we tell him, listen, Tatla, you really should be cutting back on what you're eating, but here's the whole lunch. So, either way, halacha l'maisa, kids eat regular food. Maybe they don't have to eat cookies and cake. Maybe in a chanami. Maybe you don't have to give the kid cookies and cake and nash. But the meals are not a question. And the water, like Michael pointed out, avadi, you should make sure the kids are well hydrated. There's absolutely no concept of chinuch for Shivasa B'Tamuz, maybe not even Tisha B'Av, for children that are not yet bar and bas mitzvah. That was the opinion as well of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, number 30, writes, "In aktane misane b'tanis tzibur, children do not fast the tanis tzibur ad higiyam l'mitzvahs, until they reach the age of mitzvahs." But he writes, when we call mokum nonetheless, "Rashayim la'achem is manachilos and regil v'boiki kisho yesu." You can delay their breakfast. "Achol koponim la'achru mehasha kavu la'achilos and b'tzarayim." But not the afternoon meals, not too long. So let's say, for example, your child wakes up and says, "You know what? I can go another hour before I eat breakfast." That you could do. Then he writes, "Va'af betaynes hasmuches liyoy megiim lemitzvos." Even the fast days that are very near to when they become bar mitzvot, lo yashlimu atayness. They don't fast a full taynes. Elodinam kichol katan shereshay la'achas manachilasei v'sulay. They're like any other katan that you delay. You could delay their meals, even that you don't have to, but there's no din that you have to fast the fast days before your bar mitzvah. So if you look over in number 31, I found a sefer called Chinuch HaBanim, where he writes, "Yesh mikoyim shenogu shekotem misan b'sholosh atzomos asmuchim gedulus." There's a minug that children fast the three fast days before the bar mitzvah. Vatamuze, what's the reason? One source is because you want to establish a chazok. You want to show a chazaka that this kid can handle fasting. Oy, b'mechi of chinuch she'ischanach al koponim b'gimel taynis. The other pshat is chinuch. Now both pshatim are very nice, but neither of these, this is not true. Right from Shemizamun and Halicha Shleima, v'loy svile the Rabbeinu klal mashen novet b'kama mekoymis. Reb Shemizamun did not hold of what was widely accepted, shakote misanu mashen, that the cotton fast and completes b'gimel hatzomos asmuchel miyem ha'bar mitzvah, the three fast years by mitzvah. He writes like this, "Va'af l'mishenogu came bebeis avoisov," and even if someone has a minig in their family, "Hoyrish le'yisanem." If Shemiz Alman Paskin, he still shouldn't fast. Va'amar, and he writes, "Shevadei ein ze betoikiv shom minig." This is not a minig. "Elo shenirish also came rak kedei levotke imroyu le'sanis." This was just like to see if the kids can fast. "Avol ein mokim la'achsik betovizeh bizmanenu b'teres minig." This has no status of a minig. It's enough you give the kid a delayed breakfast. There's no reason to go beyond that. There's absolutely no source in halachic literature that a kid has to fast the three fasts before his bar mitzvah. There's no chiyuv chinuch on fast days. It's mamish, completely, absolutely not true. And people throw this around as if it would be halachah Moshe Mesinai. It's mamish not true, and kids should not fast. And then he continues, and he writes, V'hayi Rabbeinu Amar b'derech tzchayis. Shlomizam used to say jokingly, Gimel dvarim hurgulu rabim lasoisim gimel pamim. There are three things that are connected to three times. Ve'im lahem yisoid shal mamish al pi halacha. There's three things that are all connected to the number three that people throw around like they're halacha and they're absolutely not halacha. And he goes to them. What are they? Kriya b'sei v'tera gimel pamim k'dei l'hatei d'kach tiltel b'makam l'makam. Everyone thinks that you're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah to another location unless you're going to use it three times. Says Ibn Shemizalman, no source to that. No source. Now, Tainus HaKetanim Gimel Pomim, the next thing is that kids before the Bar Mitzvah, three fast before the Bar Mitzvah, after fast. Says Ibn Shemizalman, no source for that. What's the third one? The Tilas Yedayim Gimel Pomim L'Tfila. If you want to Shehurgulu B'Kach, if you want to daven, you want to wash your hands, for davening you have to also wash it three times like you do when you wake up in the morning. Also has absolutely no source. So there's three things that are all about the number three, and all of them are absolutely not true. So in tonight, what we so far debunked was the theory that women don't have to fast because they're women. That's absolutely not correct. The theory that if a lady had a baby within 24 months, she doesn't have to fast is questionable. And the idea that children three fast before the Bar Mitzvah have to fast is absolutely 100% not true, no source, and completely debunked. And on top of that, children should not fast. Not fast at all whatsoever until they actually become Bar or Bas Mitzvah. That's absolutely not correct. Now, just to conclude with a nice shtickle from the Nitta Gavriel. The Nitta Gavriel writes an interesting kula. You know, we're talking about boys and girls that just turned Bar Mitzvah. So he writes, if a boy who just turned Bar Mitzvah or a girl who just turned Bas Mitzvah and they're having a hard time fasting, he writes they can be Maker within a half an hour after the Shkia. That's an interesting kula. We spoke about this at length last year, why he holds they're allowed to be Maker, but if a boy or a girl had just turned Bar Mitzvah, because again, you can argue that they don't have Shtei Cyrus, or if they don't have Shtei Cyrus, maybe they're not even Mechuyev in the first place. But maybe it's an interesting kula to keep in your back pocket if you have a child who made it through Shkia and they're having a hard time. So according to Rabbi Gavriel Tzinner, after half an hour after Shkia, they can break the fast. But again, halach l'maisa, there is no reason why for Shavas and Batamas we should have our children fast at all. According to Rabbi Shem Zalman, maybe you can delay their breakfast. But more than that, absolutely, children should not be fasting. And there again, there is no source for this idea that you're supposed to fast three fasts before your bar mitzvah. Okay. Have a wonderful evening.